Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam. You are listening to the Asma'un Nabi program with myself, Muhammad Baam. And online we have is Mawlana Muhammad Ali. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana, Juma Mubarak to you also.
Juma Mubarak to you also, mashallah.
Are we ready to go?
We are ready. Jazakum Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to continue showering His blessings upon us, not to deny us and not to deprive us on account of our own weaknesses, on account of our own disobedience, on account of our own ingratitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Alhamdulillah, it is the fazl and the grace and bounty of Allah Ta'ala upon us that He has made us in the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for this particular ummah is based on the way of life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every order, every command of Allah Ta'ala found in the Quran is only accepted by Allah Ta'ala if it is based on the way shown to us by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, it is important and imperative that we acquaint ourselves with every aspect of the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this deen to last till the day of Qiyamah, therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has taken it upon Himself to ensure that every teaching of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been duly preserved in the form of the science of hadith, and thereafter in the form of the practice of the various sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by different people throughout the eras of history, alhamdulillah. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made it such that every sunnah is preserved in this way, that not only are different people practicing them, but also there are people that have been given the opportunity and the honor of doing what? Of propagating the sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah, founder of the present form of the da'wah and tabligh jama'ah, mentioned that had I given a name to this particular movement, I would have called it Tahriq Ihya'us Sunnah, the movement for the revival of the sunnah. And we know that everything that is mentioned by the work of the Jamaat is following the command according to the way shown to us by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fortunate and honored indeed are those people who are appointed and who are honored by Allah to be involved in the work of reviving the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like how Deen al-Islam will never ever perish, just like how Deen al-Islam will never be annihilated, just like how the Quran will never be annihilated, in the same way will never ever it happen that any sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be annihilated. And when the sunnah is being confronted, and when it is being challenged in the days closer to Qiyamah, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will choose people to revive the sunnah, and He will choose people to practice on the sunnah. And therefore the honor and the reward and the virtue for those people who practice the sunnah in the days when corruption overwhelms and pervades the earth, that time the reward of that particular sunnah is what? It is the reward of 100 martyrs. Therefore, we are doing the names of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are encapsulated in the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every name that we are talking about is in fact a manifestation of the noble sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his lifestyle. Presently we are discussing the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Habib, the beloved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Habib, the beloved of himself, and the beloved of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inherently forms part of the iman of a person. It forms part of a person's iman, and it forms part of a person's deen, alhamdulillah. Therefore, it is a great honor for anyone to have deep-rooted love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who has got the greatest amount of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have the greatest amount of love for his sunnah, will have the greatest love for the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the deen of Allah ta'ala, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honored indeed is such a person. Last week we gave a few examples of how people had expressed their love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it that the noble Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, were foremost in expressing and displaying true, sincere, genuine love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Foremost among them are those who were honored to be in the days of Islam, in the early days when Islam was being persecuted. And those Sahaba, because of their love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they stuck to him and they stayed with him through thick and thin. Alhamdulillah, they were the honored Sahaba, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. And we gave a number of examples with regard to their love. And we need to also inculcate and increase our love. Every ummati loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one can come and say that you don't love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you don't love him as much as I do love him. That is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge. But every ummati has got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From among the Sahaba, we find that once somebody asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, tell us, how did you people love sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How was your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, by Allah, we loved him more than our wealth, more than our sons, more than our fathers, more than our mothers, more than cold water in a time of great thirst. Now this is the expression and the description given by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, generally of the noble Sahaba's love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was that love that they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that had made them so loyal to him, that from the moment that love came into their hearts, then they had no love for anybody else thereafter. They maybe loved them, but not as much as they loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So great was this love in their heart for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if it meant that they had to turn against their disbelieving families, they would have done it, and they did it. If the love in their heart was so great for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if they had to take up weapons against their near and dear relatives who were troubling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were harassing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would think never a second time, but they would have stood up for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's what they did. So great was their love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they were prepared to lay down their own lives, their own families, and their wealth for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the noble Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. This is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and the host of the other Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, and the Sahabiyat that came in the era of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a very interesting story that has been mentioned. We have heard it many times with regard to the love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was on the occasion of Hudaybiyah. the treaty of Hudaybiyah. We know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to perform Umrah, and then he was blocked by the mushrikeen of Mecca, and then a whole lot of negotiations started taking place between the mushrikeen of Mecca and the Muslimin, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who had encamped at Hudaybiyah. At that time, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was surrounded by his noble Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And at that time we find that one of the envoys of the mushrikeen, his name was Urwa, he came to negotiate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on behalf of the mushrikeen of Mecca. So when this Urwa came, his name was Urwa ibn Mas'ud, he came and he observed certain things about how the noble Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in had respected, honored and loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he returned to his people, the mushrikeen of Mecca, he gave a description of it, which has been recorded in the books of history and hadith. What did he say when Urwa went back to the Quraysh? He says, "O Quraysh, I have been an envoy to many great kings. I have seen the court of Caesar, the Khosrows, and the Negus." He talked of major emperors. So he said, "I visited all these people." And obviously, when he was in their courts, he had seen the courtiers and servants and the slaves, what kind of respect they must have accorded to the emperor at that time. But he is now comparing. He says, "By Allah, nowhere have I seen the people around a sovereign so respectful to him as I have found the companions of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He says, "When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spits, they rush to receive the sputum in their hands before it touches the ground and anoint their faces with it." Subhanallah. They had so much of value for the noble saliva of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but that is how they used to grab it. And not only that, nowhere else did Urwa bin Mas'ud see such a thing. People maybe had respect for their great kings and emperors and whatever it was, but then he never saw such respect and love accorded to their leaders as was done by the noble Sahaba to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, he continues, he says, "Hardly a word escaped from his lips." That means Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to just say something before all of them rush to carry out his command or his wish. When he performs ablution, when he makes wudu, they fight with one another to collect some drop of the used water before it falls on the ground. Subhanallah, the water that was running off the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much of value in the eyes of the Sahaba that this kafir, Urwa ibn Mas'ud, is saying they should not let a drop fall on the ground. And if anyone fails to get that water, he would touch the wet hand of the person who had got it and then rub his own hands on his face with the wet hands which he had got, wetness from another Sahabi. This was an expression of what respect and love they had for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When they speak in his presence, they speak in a low voice. They do not lift their gaze to look at his face out of respect for him. A hair falling from his head or beard is preserved to get blessing from, and it is looked upon as a sacred relic. In short, I have never seen any group of people so devoted to their master as I have seen the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam towards him." Subhanallah. So this is a description that this believer had given with regard to how the Sahaba had shown love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful incident mentioned, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned, was once on security patrol. You know, at night he used to do his own security for his people. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to do it. That is the amount of love and care he had for his people. And that is how he had carried out his duties towards the Ummah. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ Even if the munafiqin don't like to hear this great virtue of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, but this is what he used to do. So one night Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was on his security patrol when he saw a light and he heard a sound coming from a house. So he became curious to see what was happening there. He wasn't curious because he was inquisitive, but he was worried what was happening there. And when he peeped in, he found an old lady spinning wool, and she was singing a few couplets with the following meaning. She said, "May Allah accept the prayers of the pious and the elect, who, those that are seeking blessings for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." In other words, those that are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah accept their durood. And who's those that are the pious and the elect? Then she says, "O Allah's Prophet, you worshipped each night and you wept before the dawning of each day. I wish to know if I could be together with my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wonder when I die, will I be with him? But I don't know how I'm going to die." What she says, "For death comes in different states of mind, and I do not know how I shall die." So this was a description of the love that this particular lady, the old lady, had for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as encapsulated in this particular story. Lots of other incidents have been mentioned, and we can continue discussing that. It is mentioned, after Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard these words of this lady here, he was so overcome with love and sweet memories of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he just sat down there and he burst out in tears and he started crying. And we also know the very, very famous story of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had so much of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The day when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, from that day he says, "I cannot continue giving the adhan, because when I used to say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah, the beloved master used to be there, I used to see him, I used to witness him. I can't give the adhan when he's no longer here." And Bilal radiallahu ta'ala proceeded to Damascus, to Sham, and he stayed there. And one day he sees in a dream Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to him, "O Bilal, why is it that you do not visit us any longer?" And so Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala immediately got up and he proceeded towards Medina Munawwara. And when he came to Medina Munawwara at that time, he was obviously welcomed by all the Sahaba. And at that time, the grandsons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him to perform the adhan. He said, "I had taken an oath, I will no longer perform the adhan. But you people are asking, being the grandsons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And he gave the adhan at that time. And with such love he gave the adhan, that the love that was in the heart of Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in once more engulfed into great flames of the memories, of the sweet memories of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That they all began crying out of the memory of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the passing of every single second of our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we become the ambassadors of reviving the name and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and be the means of inculcating love in the hearts of those who know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the hearts who still don't know him. And may Allah make it a means of us being in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله مولانا for that inspiring program. Do join us next week at the same time with the أسماء النبي program with مولانا محمد علي. From myself, Muhammad Bam. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.